What is your best moment in rugby?
My best ever moment in rugby is the under 15 Daily Mail final for Whitgift. We beat Millfield, we were underdogs. No, my real best moment is, it's really hard. It's either making my starting debut against Ireland, or it was the reception I got when I came on against Italy. Just to the way the crowd was, it was very humbling. I didn't really expect it. When it's you don't really see the outside of it, but you know, I really appreciated it. You know, that was 80,000 people who just seemed genuinely happy for me to get back on the field in an England shirt. And that moment for me was just like, it was overwhelming. It didn't hurt that I scored within 2 minutes.
Who's the best player you've played with or against?
Dominic Waldock would be up there, because you know, there was 2 seasons when we were young together. You know, he had a very quick mind, so playing with him. He's had a lot of injuries and he's been unlucky, but the talent that he has is tremendous. And best player played against, Ma Nonu, a beast.
What's your favourite food or meal?
Would be jerk chicken, because that's what I grew up on, and that was, you know, my favourite dish as a kid.
In the changing room, who is the worst dresser?
It has to go to Sam Tuitupo, because you just can't wear white socks with sandals.
What is your hobby? Well, how do you like to relax outside of rugby?
I'm an avid cinema goer. I also like to read and long walks on the beach.
If you weren't a rugby player, what would you be doing?
I wasn't a rugby player, I'd be involved in some sort of sport. I'd be trying my best to play some sort of sport, whatever level I could, because sport has always been my passion.
What was your worst or best initiation? And what did you have to do?
All the initiations involved drinking, and they've all been pretty intense. The one in Australia, we had to drink a fair bit, chag a few beers, as they'd say, and it didn't end pretty.